Blog Talk Radio.
Of the countless rolls of paper.
I'm gonna take this shit to the bank, bitch. I'm up. Yeah, I'm gonna keep these all right here, my hundreds and shit. I'm gonna keep these hundreds all right here.
We're trying
just
to get money.
Just setting it back right here. Just setting it back, yeah. Man. I might wanna spend 70,000
today.
This guy got some bitch.
We got paper in this bitch.
Bitch, I'm up.
Yeah, we got some paper in this bitch.
Bitch, I'm up.
We don't need no favors in this bitch.
Bitch, I'm up.
Got too many haters in this bitch.
And here are a few of the countless rolls of paper.
One thing I need.
Paper.
I ain't even tryna stop it. Look in my pockets. What do you see?
Paper.
And these hoes be watching. Pennies be dropping. What could it be?
Paper.
If the money ain't the topic, I ain't tryna talk it. Words ain't free.
And here are a few of the countless rolls of paper.
It's that Rolly watches. Money dropping. Music type of shit. You rodeo shop at Hermes rocking. Fancy type of shit. Who you like fucking with a nigga that's rich? Who you like throwing tags all on your fits? Who you like flying overseas on trips? Who you like boosting when he talk that shit? Girl, don't forget, if you really want that Birkin, then that mouthpiece better be working. And the pussy better lick and be squirting. And the sex game better be perfect. One thing's for certain, I ain't tripping on the money that I'm getting. If you wanna get it, you can go and get it. Ain't no limit to a motherfucker spending, bro. Wait a minute, what you gonna do for it? One thing I need. Tryna stop it, look in my pockets, what do you see?
Paper.
And these hoes be watching, pennies be dropping, what could it be?
Paper.
If the money in the closet, I ain't tryna talk it, words ain't free.
And here are a few of the countless rolls of paper.
Yeah. Rich nigga mode, and I stay in a rich nigga pose. And I got the hoes on freeze, got bad chicks tripping on poles. And I got my own company, 100 grand for the brand pad clothes. Why these niggas hate that drill? Cause they hold doing God, who knows? Oh, I'ma put her in Louis, put a diamond cut doll in her jewelry. If she wanna act on screen, hell yeah, we can go make a movie. When it's my duty, I ain't tripping on the money that I'm getting. If you wanna get it, we can go and get it. You know, limit to a motherfucker standing broke. Wait a minute, what you gonna do for it? One thing I need.
Paper.
I ain't even tryna stop it. Look in my pockets, what do you see?
Paper.
And these hoes be watching, pennies be dropping. What could it be?
Paper.
If the money in the topic, I ain't tryna talk it. Words ain't free.
And here are a few of the countless rolls of paper.
Hermes bag that my bitch Thursday sweat. Money everywhere around this bitch. I got birthday swag every time I wake up, nigga. People say a nigga rich, rich, rich. I got an AK match my gold chain. I got friends big time with cocaine. I got a bitch eat my dick, I don't know her name. I got six new cars and a cooler net. If we talking paper, then you gotta say that booty man. Look at this watch, a nigga looking like a light switch. Ain't too many niggas living like this. I'm coming. Two bad black girls and a bad ass white bitch. I need a bag and I ain't playing around, nigga. 2021 money all around, nigga. Smoking out the pound, nigga. With exotic hoes, with Versace rolls, yeah.
One thing I need.
Paper.
I ain't even tryna stop it. Look in my pockets, what do you see?
Paper.
And these hoes be watching, pennies be dropping. What could it be?
Paper.
If the money in the closet, I ain't tryna talk it. Words ain't free.
And here are a few of the countless rolls of paper.
I've been feeling too lonely now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been feeling like I'm about to drown.
We got homie on this shit.
I've been gone away. Times ain't been the same. You was in the picture, now I got a new frame. You on fire, propane. Lies you told you broken. Elsa, you was frozen. Stuck up in your motion. Now I can't move the same. I'ma make it to the top. This nigga always chosen. World is sitting on my back. Stars are on my shoulders. I just run them over. Or in front of over. Now I got a rover. Driving till it's closer. I just need some closure. Never say you proud of me. You just care about the same. I just got a new piece, anything but melodies. For niggas that tell on me, cost of my release is peace. Feeling like a new piece. Why I got thought, I got the key. Open up a box of dreams, pick one, this is make-believe. Telling all my history, I've been feeling too lonely now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been feeling like I'm about to drown. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been feeling too.
Welcome to OG Radio. It's your favorite host with the Butter Toast Radio Rail here on OG Radio. What's going on, y'all? What's going on, y'all? Welcome to Let's Talk Tuesday. Genesis will be a little late today. She is going to co-host with me. She will be on. She'll be on a little later. First thing I want to get into is that there's rumors. I want to talk about rumors real quick. Social media, people take to social media 24/7. They spread rumors real quick. You know, it's real easy to spread a rumor. It's like playing the telephone game with a shorty. Like, you play the telephone game, and it gets all the way down to the end, and the last person gets the entire goddamn thing wrong. You know what I'm saying? So you start off with the correct info. You move down, and you get the wrong info. And it's the same thing with rumors. You start off with something actually happened, but then it spreads out to being some straight-up bullshit, some shit that, you know, that you're just like, what? So one of the rumors that I want to clear up is the entire Usher throwing fake money rumor. So over the weekend, he was at a strip club, and a stripper posted a picture of money with Usher's face on it. It was $100 bill, I think of 50 and 20, something like that, or $120, $1 bill, whatever the case, and Usher's face was on. So she, in her head, posted this shit, and then I think her boyfriend posted, whoever the fuck, shared it on Instagram, and it went viral. So you got people thinking that he was out here spreading, you know, giving the strippers fake money, when the entire time, the fake money was a promotion. It was a promo for his upcoming project that he got going on. And the entire time, the man and his entourage actually spent thousands of dollars at the strip club. And the waiters and the strippers very well. You know what I'm saying? The money was a joke and it was a promo. But people, you know, people do what they do best. They see shit like that, they take it and run with it. But it's just crazy how you get something like that and you're just like, oh, he was running around, you know, at the strip club throwing fake money. No, he wasn't. That wasn't even the deal at all. Wasn't even the issue at all. He was actually throwing hella money. But it's just crazy how rumors just spread like that when he was in, you know, out there in Vegas. It's just funny, man. The question was, ladies, what would you do if you danced all night of Usher and he threw this, which was the money, but it wasn't what people thought. And there was another rumor that Jay-Z and Beyonce purchased DMX's masters. They did not. Where the fuck do you come up with this shit? You know, Swizz Beatz shut that rumor down quick. Like, no, they did not buy his fucking masters. I don't understand how people come up. Like, people just do shit for clout, man. It's ridiculous that they gotta do dumb shit like that for clout. I would never understand why people want to people just want to be, they want to be fake-ass famous. There's no truth to nothing. Everybody just want to be famous overnight over just dumb-ass shit. And that was one of them. You know, it was real, real stupid. I hate the fact that people buy into, well, you know, this day and age is the technology age, the social media age. So people buy into any and everything. It's really ridiculous, man. It's just fucking ridiculously dumb how people buy into shit. I told y'all before, a few months ago about YSN Lucci went to jail for pretty much being the driver of the drive-by shooter. That was some dumb-ass shit. But he was a driver in the drive-by shooter, right? The judge might revoke his bond because of studio and strip club visits. So they're probably going to, you know, revoke that bond that he wants. It's crazy how you go to jail for some shit, but you want to get out because, you know, you start finding reasons like, oh, well, I want to be with my girl and my kids. But you did what you did to go to jail, you know? It's like, why would we let you out? You knew what you was doing when you did it. Now all of a sudden you want people to feel sorry for you? Like, no, we're not going to feel sorry for things ridiculous that you did. You know, I would never sit here and want to see one of my homies in jail for something that they did and expect to want freedom. Like, hell no, I don't want freedom. None at all. Like, none, period, that I want a freedom. Will want to see them free because you did what you did. You know? So, own up to your shit. Pac did. Pac went to jail and owned up to his shit. Numerous times, hella times. DMX went to jail, you know, his luxurious career, and woo, that man got a rap sheet. But I'm going to get back to some more hip-hop news in a minute. So what I'm going to do real quick, well, not real quick, I'm going to play a couple of tracks. I'm going to play a couple of tracks for y'all, just some random shit. So we'll take a quick commercial break. If anybody's listening, you can tune in. Well, you already tuned in. You can call in and speak to me in Genesis at 516-666-9826. The next track I'm about to play is one of my homies, good friends, Beyonce Echoes with How Many Times. Here on OG Radio, it's your boy Radio.
Yeah. I got the Beamer with the titties out.
Titties out.
This city love me like I'm Biggie now. Oh God, I'm ballin' on them like I'm Penny now. I told Bay Fall, the law, pull your titties out. It's up there and it's stuck there. It's up there and it's stuck there. I'm getting money as I should be. Look at me, I'm everything you boys could be. It's up there and it's stuck there. It's up there and it's stuck there. I'm getting money as I should be. Look at me, I'm everything you niggas could be. I got the Beamer with the titties out.
The
titties love me like I'm Biggie now. Oh God, I'm ballin' on them like I'm Penny now. I told Bay, fuck the law, pull your titties out. It's up there and it's stuck there. 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 Fuck the ground that had the fire, baby, I am drip. It's big blitz, every day another motion beat. Gold in my mouth, smiling like I'm money mixed. The way I'm moving, even mama think I'm moving bricks. We ain't talking money, I reject your conversation. LLCs in real estate, moguls in the making. Hottest nigga in the city, that's an understatement. Take a picture, this the closest thing to walking greatness. Told baby's hoes weak, don't be stressing on them. Hold the killer down and we gon' keep on flexing on them. She left them lame boys alone, now she love it here. Labels call them, but it's fuck them, now it's up there. It's up there and it's stuck there. It's up there and it's up there. I'm getting money as I should be. Look at me, I'm everything you niggas could be. I got the Beamer with the titties out. The city love me like I'm Biggie now. Oh God, I'm ballin' on them like I'm Penny now. I told Bay, fuck the law, pull your titties out. It's up there and it's stuck there. 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 Mama proud of me, but she still praying for me. I got my angels in my bank, I ain't no praying on me. This a different type of lingo, this that grown-ish. That new case, the good credits for the ownership. You went trapping with a nigga, I don't owe you shit. Heard you was up 20K, now you broke your shit. So big, fuck a purse, let's invest in bundles. Street nigga rule, never go against the hustle. Get your money, keep up hold, stay stuck or free. Keep grinding till the month to see this money tree. Mayweather ganging on them, we don't know a loser. Nothing like you losers, I make hundreds without moves. It's up there and it's stuck there. It's up there and it's stuck there. I'm getting money as I should be. Baby, I'm everything you niggas could be. I got the Beamer with the titties out. The city love me like I'm Biggie now. Oh God, I'm ballin' on them like I'm Penny now. I told Bay, fuck the law, pull your titties out.
And we're back. This is Boy Radio Real on OG Radio. Let's talk Tuesday. What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling? Some more hip-hop news. Lil Nas X, as y'all know, came out with that song, Montero. It was literally the wildest fucking video I've ever seen in my life. I do understand the video. But it's being scrubbed from streaming services, so he decided he's going to take the video to Pornhub. You know, it does have a demonic scene. I don't even want to say demonic, but it's a scene with him giving the devil a lap dance. So he's going to take it to Pornhub since it's being scrubbed off of streaming services. I feel like I'm going to play devil's advocate. Although that video was the craziest, wildest shit I've ever seen, and it does have some questionable stuff, you know, questionable scenes. However, playing devil's advocate, why is it that he cannot have this video streamed across all social media and major platforms? But we can get the closest hood motherfucker and have their video showcasing gun violence, kidnapping, money, sex, drugs, and post this shit 24/7 for the younger audience to view. You know what I'm saying? Playing devil's advocate. two wrongs don't make a right. You know what I'm saying? Wrong is wrong. I don't think that his shit should be taken down. I feel like he's an artist. He's expressing himself. That's what he did. All artists express themselves, no matter what the content is, what the, you know, the message is. They express themselves of what they see, what they think, what they hear, you know, what they feel, what they go through. I personally don't think that his shit should be taken down as to where he has to bring that shit to Pornhub. But, you know, teach of his own, young man, make that bread, either whatever way you can, my dude. Big shout out to you, Lil Nas X. My girl Genesis is on. Hey.
What's up? How y'all doing?
What's going on?
I've been
How
at the
been?
Gym working this body out.
Yeah, you live there.
I have to, you know. I was pregnant for a long time, so I got to live there for a long time to make up for all the. You know, y'all think 9 months not a long time, but that is a long time. It's a very long time.
I know. I did it 4 times now.
Yeah, okay. Well, you ain't do it. They did it. And that's a lot of time. That's a long time.
Men suffer too. You know, it's many shapes and forms. They suffer through certain things that they can't no longer get for the time being.
Well, I'm sorry for y'all suffering.
You know, that's I did it 9 times, or 4 times, that's 9 months, that's 36
months. I'm going
to say months. Nine. Nah, hell no, I'm tripping. Don't mind me, I just woke up not too long ago, off a good nap.
Well, I did a total of 18 months.
Ew.
18 months. Yeah.
I beat you.
Is there an echo?
No. Well, I don't hear one.
I feel like it's a slow drag. Is there a drag?
For us, it is, but for them, it's not, which is crazy. So if you ever go back,
yeah, we gotta get
that
together.
No, it's normal. It's like, you know, same thing if you were at a radio show. You would hear certain shit static on our end, but you won't hear it when it's broadcast out to the show, to the people. So, like, the people who tuned in, and even if we had guests, they wouldn't hear what we hear, which is crazy.
Okay.
Which I like, because, you know, on this end, I'll be like, man, this shit sounds horrible. But if you go back and listen, you're like, oh, I don't hear nothing.
Well, yeah, that's probably what's going on. How's the life right now going on? What's the topic for tonight's show anyway?
My life is consistent. But the topic I started off the show with, rumors. I started talking about rumors, the ridiculous rumor of Usher throwing fake bills at a club, which wasn't true. It was a promo. It was for promo purposes. And he actually tipped the dancers very well amongst the waiters and everything, the bottle service girls. They spent thousands of dollars at the strip club. But somebody saw the fake bill. So what happened was he was in Vegas. He was throwing actual money, and he also threw the fake money with his face on it. And a stripper saw it, posted it, sent it to somebody, and they posted it on Instagram, and it took off viral. And it went totally left. Like, that wasn't what he was doing. But somebody was just like, oh, well, he was out here throwing fake money. And, you know, it's like the telephone game. You start off with the actual thing, and then you get to the end, nothing of what the fuck was originally said.
Yeah.
So that's all that was. And I'm just saying that people need to stop spreading rumors. But people do it for clout. They just want to be overnight famous for something that they post, no matter what the hell it is. Rumors can destroy a lot of shit.
It definitely can. I've seen some art. Well, Usher had that herpes thing from that big girl, a couple years ago? He was it was about that, claiming to give somebody herpes or something. And it was a big old girl. And everybody's like, Esther ain't hit that. I was like, what's wrong with big girl?
I mean, I, you know, of nothing. Course there's nothing wrong with him. But, you know, for Usher's taste, I don't think he did it. But, I mean, you know, again, rumors. He ain't got no damn herpes.
Yeah, we know R. Kelly does.
Crazy thing is, Kelly, I don't know, hey, we ain't gonna touch that subject. That man, I don't understand why people feel the way they feel about R. Kelly. R. Kelly has been doing what he's been doing since the beginning of time. It's nothing new. Like, I know, growing up where I grew up, I know some people around him, and the story is all the same. He's been doing that shit since before. So, like, people be so shocked.
Yeah, when he
like,
married Aaliyah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He even said in the song, shit, what was
age
the name
ain't
of the song?
Nothing but a number.
No, no. I mean, yeah. But I want to say the song is called, Crush on You. He said, I don't care if you're 16 and younger or 18 and older. That alone right there is like, oh, nigga, you nasty. Album came out in 90-something, but it's like pedophile was written all over that verse right there, that bar. I don't care if you're 16 and younger. Really? Like, what the fuck?
Well, they don't say nothing to Elvis Presley. It's probably because he's Caucasian. His wife was 14 when he married her.
That's true. That's true. But he's dead, so, it, you know, that don't matter no more. I mean, it matters, but it don't matter. But, crazy thing, I guess, in a sense, I think that nowadays we look at it as it's socially unacceptable. However, back in our, you know, great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents' days, you know, they was actually dating motherfuckers 10 years, 12 years older or younger. So back then it was acceptable, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's nasty to think, you know, that, you know, like just think of somebody who's 12 years old. At the age of 12, that person that you're fucking with is not even born yet. 12 years later, you're 24 and they're 12. You know what I'm saying? That's disgusting. It's nasty.
Yeah, they're mentally not even there yet.
Exactly.
But on the other hand, he said Elvis Presley was dead. DMX is currently dead, deceased. How do you feel about that?
I'm not going to go into my rant of COVID, but
he didn't die from COVID. He died from a heart attack.
Hold on. They said, the family came out and said a week before the heart attack, he went and got vaccinated. And then mysteriously a week later, he has a heart attack. But I'm not going to speak on that part. But as for the artist part, like that was under Jay-Z, that was my man. That's one of my favorite behind Jay-Z. You know, that he is an amazing artist. He was a living, walking testimony within himself. You know what I'm saying? He went through a lot, did a lot, lived through a lot. And I wouldn't say that people should be like him, but hearing his story, seeing his story would be motivation, you know, for a lot of people who go through shit. His rap sheet of being locked up for numerous shit is enough, but he also, you know, during that life of crime and all that other shit, you know, rapping, he took time off to even study to become a pastor, you know, so that you know, that says a lot, you know, for a person of his nature. He always put God first. So, like, it hurts, you know. That's one of my favorites. He was just so young. He was only 50 years old. You know, that shit sucks.
Yeah.
Ooh, we have a caller.
What's going on, caller?
Hey, peace and poetry, fam. It's Dean. How y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing, Dean?
How you doing?
I'm good. I was just listening to the news about that Virginia police shooting like everybody else over here.
Yeah. It's always somebody black getting killed.
Back to back now.
It's been happening back to back. It's just public.
Right.
The internet exists now.
Internet, exactly. Internet exists. Camera phones exist. So therefore, now it's being brought to light.
Well, that's the thing. Like, on one of the situations, the body cam, like Pharrell's cousin got killed over the weekend, and you know, just so happened the body camera wasn't activated. You know, they don't know how to explain it.
Oh, they know how to explain it. They didn't turn it on. there's a button you push to turn it on and off. There is nothing to explain.
They don't know the button to turn the camera on. They don't know the difference between a taser and a gun no more. I was reaching for my taser, but I got the gun. I'm like, yeah, come on. Y'all lives is just getting crazy now.
Exactly. You know where the hell is that. Most officers who are right-handed keep their gun on their right side, taser on the left side, and vice versa for left-handed. So they know where they should be. They know where it's at.
Yeah, they said she was an officer for 26 years, yo. I mean, you should know something if you've been doing something for 20. What do you say, you become a champion at something or expert at it if you do it 10,000 hours? And 26 years, I'm sure she got some hours in. She knows something.
Exactly.
Yeah, she knows.
Exactly.
She already knew. I've been watching the Derek case for George Floyd's murder, and it's very ridiculous. The stuff that they're going into detail about.
But they're trying to say you killed him.
Nothing he took killed him. He said they could have been contributing factor that he had something in him, but he wouldn't have had a heart attack or whatever unless y'all choked him out like that.
Exactly.
Right. I didn't expect nothing less from this trial. I didn't expect nothing less. Like, us as African Americans, black, we don't get treated fair at all. Yeah. Through nothing, whether we're alive or dead, it's just always unfair. It will forever be that way.
Wow.
It always has been.
Even when you got footage of it, like, we had footage of it. We got, we said the world saw what happened. I'm like, wow.
And
that man called his mama at 50 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
They'll find some type of way to give it an excuse as to why.
Exactly.
He was
crying for his mama too, man. That's what got a lot of people hearing him cry for his mama.
Yeah, that broke me. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. I couldn't.
It's ridiculous, man.
I mean, wow.
And it's hard, even when you do comply with police, they still be on, you know, bullshit. Like the veteran over the weekend that they did wrong, you know, he was complying, but, you know, you get the racist cops who still want to be on dirt. And that's ridiculous. Like, they
exactly.
To a Army vet, lieutenant, I believe he was, sergeant?
Yeah, it was a lieutenant.
Wow. So he's suing them. So, you know, hopefully.
I know that's right.
Yeah, hopefully he gets some justice.
I didn't know what to do. I'm scared.
Yeah,
I'm scared to read. Y'all, he said y'all get upset. If I'm walking, y'all shoot me in the back. If I'm running, I get shot. You know, if I'm sleeping in my bed, I get shot. So I'm scared to do anything.
Exactly.
He said,
you breathe wrong, right, they shoot you.
Pretty much.
Exactly.
That's why nowadays I try not to be out super late, just during certain times. I try not to draw attention
to
myself.
But you shouldn't have to go through that.
You shouldn't, but it's like, you got to. You know what I'm saying? Just to be safe. I mean, even though I have family members who are officers, and I do have a family who's a chief officer in one of these towns, that's still not enough. You know what I'm saying? That's not enough. That's
exactly.
Doesn't mean nothing, because a cop could still pull a trigger on me just because.
Wow. I mean, my kids is grown, but I'm wondering, what do you tell your kids now if they out walking the street and they got friends that like to pop off, you know, at police, you know, say, I know my rights, I know, you know, what do you tell them now? You know, if you get stopped by the police, do y'all ever think about what you're going to, you know, tell your little cousins, nephews, nieces, or kids?
So my oldest son is 14.
Right.
Wait, hold on. How old is 13, 14?
14. 15. Your son, I thought, was 15, right?
No, my daughter's 15. My son's 14. So he's
okay.
more how I was at his age. He's out and about. So I tell him all the time, when you're out and about with your friends, it don't matter if you do dumb shit or they do dumb shit, just be careful, comply as much as you can, and if you have any instance, anyone with police, record it. You know what I'm saying? Just record it. It's ridiculous that you have to, but record it. You know what I'm saying? And if any officers on bullshit, remember that badge, name, and number at all costs. If you don't remember anything else for that day, remember that name and that badge, just in case. You know what I'm saying? But don't pop off up the cops. Don't be acting like you know your rights and any of that bullshit. Just comply the best way you can and report, just in case.
Well, just make sure you get, he's supposed to ask them, am I being detained? If I'm not being detained, please allow me to go. And that's it.
Wow.
That's
the new thing right there. Yeah, exactly.
They
say you're being detained. And they can hold you to the Homeland Security. They got rights now that they can detain you and make it a secret. And you can go to jail for telling people. If they say it was Homeland Security issue, they say they can just scoop you up. And you know, and because of fear, we surrender our civil liberties, you know, and they have these rights that we don't even know that they got during a time of war or during Homeland Security. If they deem you Homeland Security threat, some of our civil liberties get suspended. That's crazy.
Right. That's crazy.
You know, I was in a conversation with somebody today about qualified immunity, and what that means is
like
prosecutors,
the police
are protected.
They protected by it. Yeah, they protected by the immunity, so they won't get in trouble for if they got pulled somebody in for the wrong thing or had a case on that person. Prosecutors are protected by immunity as well.
Well, you can't sue these people. They're trying to change it now. As we speak, they're trying to change it, but if not. The lawmakers didn't come up with this. The senators didn't come up with it. That's something that the courts themselves came up with, that qualified immunity loophole for the police and stuff like that. Originally, it was like so they wouldn't get no frivolous lawsuits. You know, I get mad at a cop, I'm just going to try to sue them. But now people are taking advantage of that loophole. And now every time a cop shoots somebody, like, well, I thought I had my taser, or I didn't know I was going to kill them. They can get by with that qualified immunity and whatnot, you know. And I was wondering, you know, how y'all felt about that one right there, because it seemed like that's how they all getting off one by one with that. Like it was an accident, or I didn't know.
Yeah, they.
Well,
made
I'm rooting
that,
for everybody
that's
black.
Specifically.
So
they made that specifically for them to get away with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let us try that.
Exactly.
I know he was a cop. He was in plain clothes. Man, who?
Right.
I'm just wondering if it was a black police officer that just randomly shot a Caucasian person, what would happen? I'm wondering, and would we be protected by immunity as well? If that started happening more often, then I wonder, would it be the same thing?
Because
I'm studying law right now.
It probably did happen, but the way the world is working, I highly doubt that it will go the way that it's supposed to go as it does for the white cops.
I would like to see that, though. I wouldn't want nobody to personally die, I guess. I mean, I'm not rooting for nobody's death, but I really want to see if the narrative was to change, what would happen. Because then that could be more of a, you know, to see if it would be the same thing. And then we could really have something on them to be like, well, look, this particular case, a black cop shot an unarmed white man and killed him, and what's up with that? If he go to jail,
right,
then you know. So I feel like maybe that should happen, and I wouldn't want it to happen because I don't want nobody to die, but it's kind of just to see
right.
what's going on.
Well, you
want to
see if they got the complexion
that.
For the protection.
Exactly.
Like movie fans. See, hey
exactly.
Exactly.
What was that movie
yeah.
that
hey.
Came out not too long ago? The lady, she was a lawyer, and then they had to kill the guard that, like, shooting at them or doing, like, some off-the-wall stuff, and they end up killing the man, and they took off running. It was a movie with the dude that played in Get Out. It was real big last year.
Oh, a friend of mine did that movie. It's called Slim. Lena did that movie. It's called Slim and
Queen
what's her name?
Slim. Queen of
Slim.
Queen
of
Slim.
Slim. Yeah.
Yeah, that movie right there just it took me to a whole nother dimension because it was a beautiful
wow.
movie, but it just showed like how yeah, we're doing with it right now. So I, yeah,
mm-hmm.
it did. So I was just wondering if it will be the same thing on the other side.
Yeah, cause even if you
that's
know the law, like, and when I watch the news, I see it happening all the time, like undercover cops getting stopped or that lady lawyer, y'all probably seen it went viral. She was a DA, a black DA, and she got pulled over by some racist cops. They just pulled her over
yeah.
for no reason. She started smiling. Y'all seen that? She was smiling.
Yeah, I seen that.
Really
she asked
up.
For their badge number. And said that
yes.
who she worked for,
yes.
and they quickly got in the car and was like, "Sorry for bothering you."
See,
because yep. she was on her
right.
shit. That's why.
See,
so I got
wow.
quick little two stories. Years ago, I was riding with one of my homies. We got stopped. Right, he knew his shit. He was studying for law now. He knew his shit. He, you know, he played his role. Said, you know, everything he had to. Still got locked up for bullshit. Right. A couple
wow.
years later, I was riding with one of my white homies. They picked us up because they thought we was going to do a drug deal because I'm black, he's white. He did the same exact thing that my homie did years before, and we got off. We was let go. That shit is crazy. When you're white,
wow.
you can use that shit to get away with it. But if you're black, you don't always get away with it. That's crazy. That is so crazy. And I was just stuck like, damn, like, that shit really happened.
And moral of the story, you got to keep you some white friends around. I'm trying to told you.
Really?
Well, I
keep
had a lot
friends.
Of those. But they're just as racist,
see.
You know. I realized how, especially when Trump was in office, oh, my God, like so many of my battle buddies came out and were saying that they wanted Trump in and fuck everybody else. And I had to delete
wow.
a couple of people off of my social media because I was like,
yo,
I didn't know you were racist like this.
Wow.
Yeah, they made you real
yeah,
uncomfortable.
Showing their true colors.
People's true colors come out.
People show their real colors, man. I mean, wow. And they keep saying, you know, what was said to me was like, so what do they call those things when they be racist, but they be trying to be slick with it? They were like, your people should definitely be voting for
prejudice.
Him because, like, yeah, they there you go. There you see, hey now. Because yeah. I was like, do they know they being racist? I mean, are they, you know, cause they be like saying, they say stuff like, your people keep voting Democrat all the time and they never help them, but Trump helps your people, you know, and, you know, so you should vote for Trump. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, do they know how racist that sounds, you know, and
yeah.
stuff like that when... You know, when they say stuff like that to black people and whatnot, like, you know, when Trump said, he said, I don't see nothing wrong with what he said, well, what else do y'all got to lose? You know, y'all already been voting for Democrats all these years. He said, you know, and they never did nothing to help you. He said he helps your people and whatnot, you know, and he helps the 1% or the talented 10th or whatever. The rich blacks love Trump because, you know, he gonna save their taxes or whatever, but all the other stuff. They said, as long as you, you know, keep my money coming in my pocket, my taxes, I'll overlook your racism. You know, I'll overlook everything else you do and whatnot. You know, this generation of me, I wish, you know, as not just as a community of black people, but as a community of humanitarian people, that we would get back to tribes, you know, and stuff like that, instead of thinking about myself. think about a community, you know, because it should be about politics should be communal. Like, what is he doing for your community? What's going to help your community, not just you? Because you just go through just you, you know, you would just move out of the neighborhood and do well, and your community suffers.
Right.
Well, our community, unfortunately, I don't like to say this, but we are financially illiterate when it comes to a lot of things. Like, a lot of African Americans do not understand how taxes work. We expect somebody to take it to somebody, they to do it, and then
right.
we get the refund back, and then they spending it on frivolous things like new cars, new watches for a week, a hotel room, you know, just kind of splurging and showing off. And we have never been given the opportunity to explore those options for us, so we have to go out to other places because our communities don't have access to that type of intel. Now, you can give a person a book or tell them, hey, go do this, but they're too busy with their kids and working and being in toxic families and things like that, and that community especially has a lot of mental issues. That's not being taken care of, as well as sexual abuse, domestic abuse. They have, public aid, public welfare, where the man can't stay in the house, but the woman can with the kids, you know, separating the family, continuing that generational cycle going on, and nobody's really paying attention to it, and so the cycle is going to keep continuing. So that's why we need to stay in our families and not be the culture that gets rid of our kids at 17, 18 years old. You know, I don't see other cultures and communities doing that. Like the Hispanics, they'll be 20 of them in the house. And all of them will work to pay for that one building. So that one building is owned. Then they'll go and buy another building and put one of their family members in there. You know, and that's why the African-American culture is given the crabs in the barrel, you know, name, statement, stereotype to them because they don't want to see nobody else win. And that's just that colorism put into play, that's that racism that's put into play, and it's built into our DNA. And it just takes somebody to continuously to get counseling, to get the education, to, you know, keep feeding that to our people because we need to eat. And we're not eating right now. We're kind of starving. So that's how I think about stuff like that, to try to create a strong black family. And I've never really seen that growing up. But as I got older and I started seeing what right looks like, it made me want to change the way that I think about things. You know?
But that's, I think that's the beautiful thing about this generation, even yourself and whatnot, when it says be the change you want to see, because – you know, like you said, you know, you're going to school. Like, a lot of the women now are going to colleges. When you look at the black statistics, like, you know, yes, both black men and black women are going to school, but the black women are finishing school. They're not dropping out as much as the guys are and whatnot. And so the change can be that, you know, all it takes is, you know, one person at a time, one family at a time, one house at a time. And whatnot, you know, that, you know, because I've seen the change when you're talking about even food deserts. You know, now black people are becoming conscious of, you know, I can't just keep going to the corner store or McDonald's or whatever. You know, I can't keep drinking soda. I got to, if I got to drive and whatnot, you know, an extra 30 minutes to get healthy food, you know, I'll do that or I'll grow my own food. You know, like Dr. Sebi got people, you know, people are, you know, are becoming conscious now. And, you know, so I would say that, you know, it's not all bad. You know, you got groups of people like some of us are taking advantage of us, you know, and wherein they got the information when you said you don't want us to be financially literate, but they charging $500 for a course. We ain't got no $500 for no course or $1,000 for a course. We ain't got. You see what I'm saying? You know, if we stop being predators on ourselves and start, you know, sharing information, you know, just like and building like we're doing right here in these conversations, you know, somebody comes in the neighborhood or someone comes in the community and says, okay, I'm going to teach you all how to get your bank account, you know, because a lot of people still don't have bank accounts. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And stuff like
and
that.
They
so,
need to start having them, definitely. They need to, especially with cryptocurrency
exactly.
and the digital world is changing right now. And I'm always talking
Speak
about different stuff, different platforms, and it just takes
people don't use money no
$100.
More. Like, that's why I say We depend on, and when I say you, I'm just talking about this new generation that's real smart with technology, because I was overseas a lot in the military, and I got kids in the military, and they said, Daddy, we don't even use money. I swipe a card to get on the subway in London or whatever. I swipe a card to do everything is like, again, they talk about these Mexicans taking their jobs. This AI technology is going to take everybody's job. You know, and so that's the field there, you know. So I'm just saying we got to get in these communities and like you were just saying, tell our people, you know, learn. Somebody in the family got to learn about money, this investment, you know, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, what it is to have money while you sleep, like own some property. You know, I forget what they call that money that while you sleep. What they call that kind of money and whatnot? Like
it's
you a landlord.
Passive income, passive
real estate.
Income. Real
we
estate.
Have to learn things like that. Passive income. You know, like
because
right. you know your jobs ain't guaranteed, but you need to do something like what's going to make you money no matter what happens right now. People always going to need a place to live. They always going to need something to eat. They always need to get their hair did or whatever. We need some kind of passive income. And whatnot, and like food banks or whatever. These food deserts, there's a way around food deserts. Somebody in the community can start a garden. You know, somebody can start having a food march and whatnot in the neighborhood. The town march, we come together and we sell our vegetables and whatnot. But somebody in the community got to have that gift. Somebody got to have the education. Somebody got to be the healer. You know, when we go back to the village mentality again. And I think that's
well, I
want to
say something about that.
So,
well, about that. When I came back from service, and this is my own family members, when you try to feed them information, they feel like that you're trying to be better than them. That's another thing, stereotypic. I'm not saying that all black people are like that, but I noticed a nice fair share was like, oh, you trying to act white, or, well, you feel like
they
know everything.
They will say that now.
And it's necessary. It's not even that. It's like you genuinely are trying to help give information that you know can help your community. And people got to stop being fearful to accept help for help and feel like they're less than because they're not. It's just really you're trying to feed them information. Because at one point I was just like, I'm not going to tell y'all nothing else. If you feel like I'm really bothering you that much, I'm not going to tell you nothing else. But then I just didn't care anymore and I was still like, talk about it in whatever conversation. You think I'm acting
I guarantee you, when
I don't think
you keep buying property, you keep buying them islands and stuff like that, they're gonna get their attention sooner or later.
Yeah.
Right. So I will
I'm
say,
just saying.
Going back to Trump, I will say that before Trump, like, there was, you know, killing, you know, amongst the white cops and black community, but it wasn't out there as much. You know what I'm saying? I will say that while he was president, he did share light. He opened up the true colors of America, which is the racism behind the red, white, and blue flag.
Talk
he
about
showed,
it.
He showed, he brought out the racism. Like I've never seen before. You know, so it's like, damn, like this is true America right here. Like it was racist. You know, he experienced a little racism here and there. But once he got in office, he exploited all of that. And it's like, damn, that's so crazy. It was there.
Fact.
But when he got in office, he shed a lot of light and the true colors of a lot of people, even close family and friends. You saw, just like you said with your battle buddy, their true colors came out. A lot of my friends' true colors came out. I'm like, damn, gotta let you go. Like, your opinion, but the racist side of you just came out. I gotta let you go. And then to speak on the financial literacy, I agree. However, you do have the black folks who didn't have it like that growing up. So now that they got money, they want to go get it. Like for myself, for example, I didn't grow up wearing Jordans and all the other shit. I always wanted it, but I didn't have it. So when I had a baby at 15, I got my first job at 15. what I did was, shit, I went and bought me Jordans and one. I did waste a lot of money on simple shit. I ain't gonna lie, I definitely did.
Right.
I bought a lot of clothes, watches and shit. I did the same thing for my son. The stuff that I didn't particularly grow up with. My parents always gave me what I needed versus what I wanted, which was cool. But on, you know, Christmas, they did give us everything we wanted. But outside of that, they was like, no, we're not buying you Jordans. We're going to go to Payless and you get these damn whatever shoes, you know. But I didn't step up for my son. I definitely splurged on him. But as he got older, I taught him the meaning of the dollar, you know what I'm saying, what to spend it on, how to invest, a lot of other shit. And as I got older, even though I still splurge here and there, I do also invest here and there. Because Genesis definitely be telling me about, you know, different things. So I do set a little money aside to do, you know, different shit. But
thank you for listening.
Of course. But a lot of
maybe
people
knowing
growing up the shit didn't have it like that. Now that they got the money, they want to go spend it on the nicest car or these hotels and shit that they never had before. But I have a friend who's never been to a nice hotel. And then she got a little money and went to a nice hotel downtown. So I understand the financial literacy, but I also understand growing up, how you grow up in certain areas.
The struggle.
The struggle. So it's like, yo, well, I got this money. What I'm going to do with it? Oh, I'm going to go waste it, you know, instead of splurging a little bit and then putting the rest up to go invest in something, you know what I'm saying? So, like, for me, when I come across a large amount of money, I'm not going to say how I do it, but I do it. I do
right.
take care of my business. I set shit away for later on down the road, and I also have money set aside where I can splurge on me and my family for a little bit because we do deserve nice vacations and nice clothes and shit like that, you know? But I also take care of my business first. You don't never want to fuck your financial up as to where you can't take care of your business. But a lot of people don't take care
right.
of their business. So it should be a free class on how to take care of your business versus, oh, I can teach you this and that and the third for $500. Like, I got friends like that, and I'm like, no, I'm not gonna support that. Because I could go on YouTube
exactly.
and learn the same exact thing that you can teach me for free. You know, right. I can go get a book.
I remember the hustle was Prime America. It was A.L. Williams once I was doing it and whatnot in the 80s, and then it became Prior America when they bought out Travelers or whatever. But talked about the term insurance, you know, buy term and then invest in mutual funds. So they were teaching some of the right principles, but then they employed the pyramid thing in it, like the passive income.
Exactly.
I was introduced to that. They're like, hey, you get 10 people working for you, and every time they make a sale, you make money off of them. And that
right.
was cool for a minute, but once they stopped, the people that they got stopped making payments, that affects your money too. And so then
exactly.
it all came crumbling down in the 90s or whatever, you know, and then it came back again. I think I see online, I see people, they might call it something different now, but that's starting up again and whatnot. And I think it comes down to, instead of them classes, teach us to respect money, because we just don't respect money. Like, you know, like when you got stimulus checks or whatever, instead of paying our bills that we got behind on or whatever, we like, you know what, we emotional spenders and whatnot. And and the stores know it. They play music. They got scents in the air because they know about your pheromones that makes you excited when you walk in there and think you feel like spending money and whatnot. So it ain't no accident you smell these smells you like when you walk in these stores. And you hear this certain meat, and you be want, because it's psychological. Just like eating, money, spending money can be like that, you know, and stuff like that. If I'm spending, I feel good. It's like being that depressed. What they call it? Being manic and whatnot. Like when you real happy, when you bipolar, but after you come out of it, you depressed and whatnot, you know, because you done spend
exactly.
all your money. Then reality hits in. You like every time they see a person, you come out, oh, he's spending money. Oh, he's doing this, he's doing that. But then
exactly.
after that, you know, the bills start coming in, the credit cards start coming in, you know, and we don't respect it because it's emotional. Once we get our emotions in check, I think we can get our finances in check.
Yeah, and then the rap lifestyle, the celebrity lifestyle don't make it better. That's why I hate social media. You'll sit there, go on Instagram, whatever, and see how these celebrities are living, and you want that. You know what I'm saying? They sit here, post up a big ass house and talk about how much money they spent on it and how much money they spent on the car and how much bottles they buying for everybody at the club and shit. And he's like, ooh, I want that. I want to do that. So we get a little money to go to the club. Yo, I want me some Don Perignon. Never drunk in a day in their life, but because that's the name of it, they want to spend their money on it. And it's like, yo, what?
Exactly. Exactly.
That shit, I've had it. See? That shit is nasty to me. I don't like it. I would never buy that shit.
See? I don't even like Cristal and whatnot. And they were like, I'm buying a bottle. I'm like, man, you how much money you pay for that? You know, just for these females out here, I couldn't.
I'm sorry, I'm a weed person.
You need validation.
I like Mary J.
I can't.
I mean, and that's fine because now, since Trump was in office, and then you know, the cost of marijuana being legal in a lot of states, a lot of people invested in marijuana, which is fine. You know, I'm cool with that. You don't really hear a lot of celebrities investing in alcohol like that. I mean, there's some that got their little brand out, but, you know, you got a lot of people who are now invested in marijuana. That's fine. That's cool because, to me, marijuana is the money that we make. The money that America made has been capitalized off seizing marijuana and drugs throughout life. I mean, they're like, hey, we can make more money if we make it legal. You know what I'm saying? They were seizing billions of dollars worth of shit from these drug cartels and shit. You know, so it was like, oh,
wow.
We make it legal, and we tax the hell out of it, we can make our money back. You know,
right.
And people are like, hey, let's get our business. Let's start a business in the marijuana, and, you know, we can make money off that. And, yeah, it's definitely a lot of money in it. I don't care to really try to start a marijuana business, but I have been in talks with a friend of mine that would like me to be a owner in his business that he's starting up. So I don't mind, you know. I mean, I don't smoke, but I do eat edibles and shit. So I understand, but I do know there's a lot of money in it. So I would rather invest in something that don't really kill you versus something that does kill you. Like alcohol slowly kills
exactly.
you. Marijuana does not kill you. It cures a lot of shit more than anything.
Yeah.
So
well, there you go.
If people do their research.
And plus flipping
like,
houses, people buying houses now and flipping them. That's a new thing,
exactly.
too. Well, not a new thing, but a lot of people doing that now, too.
Yeah. I got a lot of friends now who started investing in that and flipping houses and everything. And I'm like, man, if I had the money to do it, I'd do it. So, you know, in due time, you know, baby steps, I would love to buy a house and flip it.
Right. Or just get together with friends because, like, if we have a community and trust our friends, if we pool our money together – We can open up accounts and stuff like that, you know, like some of the stock and stuff they got going on, like the AOL stuff or the Amazon stock, all the other stock. If we just had like 10 people, he said every single month we just dump some money into it and think of it as dead money. Like in other words, you know, like how you do direct deposits comes out of your check to your bills. You never see it,
right.
So you never miss it. You know, once we start disciplining ourselves like that, when you never see it, you know, you don't think about it. You know, like Susie Orman.
You garnish your own wages.
Exactly.
Yep. Exactly.
You do it to church. You pay the church 10%. When you go to church, it's like, why don't we pay ourselves a percentage and whatnot and count it like as dead money and don't even just throw it in your investment or throw it under your mattress or whatever, but just pay yourself something out of everything you get.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
I agree
people,
with that.
To always pay themselves first because they work hard for the money that they make and then they give it all away on bills. But I was reading this book and I always tell people about Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It's a great book. And he always says you're supposed to pay yourself first no matter what. Not even if your bills, all your bills is not paid. You're always supposed to pay yourself first and then you pay everybody else because that'll keep you ahead.
The biggest thing that I see nowadays is people live outside of their means, but instead of living in their means, they will go get the best-looking apartment that they really can't afford, but they'll go get it. They'll go get a car that, you know, they'll go get it like a BMW, knowing damn well you can't really pay for it, and you can't really pay for the maintenance of it, but because of the BMW, they'll buy it. I would never buy a foreign car because, I mean, I could afford it, but at the same time, I can't afford the maintenance on it. Like, I'm not
right.
Gonna lie,
like right now you can't, but your tomorrow might be different. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, the pandemic was the wake up call because all those people that was doing that, like a lot of the artists, you don't make no money off of music no more unless you're touring, right? Or got merchandise.
Exactly.
And so these people couldn't tour them. How are they paying for the $1 million houses for the whole year of pandemic? Everybody had to downsize and wake up. You know, within
everybody.
The past year and whatnot. Imagine our favorite singers, our favorite actors, our favorite whatever. When the city was locked down, you can't afford that $1 million a month no more. You know, and your staff and all that. You can't afford that $2 million bill a month no more because you know you're not touring. And unless you got passive income, you know, like investments, like a lot of other people are doing. You know, a lot of people took a hit this year. I mean, they lost their homes, their cars, their husbands, their wives, because a lot of people was with them just for that money.
Exactly. Now, I've looked into some, and I said that Black America does not have to be poor. And I say this on the basis of the Black celebrities, especially the billionaires, the Dr. Dre, the Jay-Z, the Kanye, the Oprah, all billionaires, right? Those are 4 billionaires. They could definitely spread their money around to keep the Black community from being poor. But do they do that? No.
Exactly.
They'll do like a little bit of shit here and there just for the press.
They'll give it to
Africa
instead.
Exactly. Yeah. And I hate it. I hate it with a passion. Like, I understand over in these other countries, they're poor. But in America, we have nothing to do with these other countries. So why are we giving our money to those? Even I understand also that we take shit for granted here in America. I also understand that as well. But what about these children in these schools nowadays? They're taking away books. They're taking away a lot of funding out of schools in these Black communities. A lot of schools are being shut down. Why can't these billionaires invest in that? You know what I'm saying? Like when Chance the Rapper took his check, his $1 million check, and invested in the school, I honored that. I was like, I love that. He ain't even a billionaire.
J. Cole is another good one.
J. Cole, too.
J. Cole
does the same. Nick Cannon's
another one. Nick Cannon's DMX saved his church.
DMX.
He paid off his church.
He
went back to the past.
Lil Durk. You know, and I appreciate them. And they're not even billionaires. But you get these billionaires who don't really do what I feel like they should do. So Black Americans don't have to be poor, but I feel like they're just not pouring their money into the right shit.
My Lord.
Yeah, but you need to be like an investor, making money work for you. You know, people need to understand that they have to have a better relationship with money, and I think a lot of us don't have a great relationship with money. So we need to make money work for us and not work for money.
They don't.
I don't work for money.
One, the schools don't teach you these things. The stuff that I know now, I was never taught in school. You know, so it starts in the schooling system. So if you're not ever taught anything like that, you're gonna spend your money lavishly and foolishly. You know, so it starts there. The schooling needs to be better. You also need to get the right teachers. I've had plenty of teachers tell me in life that I was never gonna be shit. And that's crazy for a grown person to tell a student you're not going to be shit. Just because I didn't have a behavior problem, but I was always in trouble because I will call out a teacher if they're wrong, and they don't like that shit. Even though I was a class clown, but I would never hesitate to correct the teacher if they're wrong. So I feel like I was ahead of my time back in high school. Because I will call the teacher out over some shit that they're teaching, even though I didn't know it, but I just knew in my soul, like, yo, this ain't right. This ain't what you should be teaching us. And then I'll question shit. They don't like that. They're just like, yo, this is the curriculum. Shut the fuck up. Let me teach it. And you ain't going to be shit because this is how you act. And that's crazy. And even when I was in college, I had a professor tell me I won't make it far in life because I questioned my authorities 24/7. I'm like, no, that's what the fuck I'm supposed to do. I'm not going to just let you tell me anything about anything in life. I'm not going to just let you tell me, yo, the sky is black. Okay, well, why is the sky black? I want to know why. I don't want you to just tell me that it is black. Tell me why is it black. You know, and because I question
Talam Asia, a poet, he got a poem out called Morally Bankrupt, and I think that's what's happening a lot too, you know, with our morality. You know, like people will like the Instagram models, right? Not all of them, but you know, some of them. They say you gotta come up with $3,000 to sleep with them or whatever, or maybe more than that if you a celebrity. And so people are actually saving up money so they can hit one of these Instagram influencers and whatnot. Those are their goals. They're not trying to save up, you know, like to put money down on a house or you know, put money on a business or invest. They
trying to sleep. Hold on. You said Instagram models. They trying to save up to sleep with them?
Yeah, these Instagram influencers, they caked up right now. They winning. These OnlyFans and whatever else they got going on Instagram, they winning and whatnot. I got
I
a couple of friends and whatnot.
Pay.
Every time they throw parties, they grab some of them girls and pay out between 3 and 5 G's and just to have them look good or whatever and sleep with them. I'm like, people are paying that much for. I'm like, this is like. It's a whole subculture going on. When I say morally bankrupt, it's some stuff going on wherein they're not trying to invest their money in their family and whatnot. With their family, they get their wives, their husbands, or whatever regular stuff. But the side chick winning right now. She going. She might be coming to your island. I don't know. Yeah, they're taking them on the new prostitution way. You know, and I don't want to call it prostitution too much because, you know, I know people doing that and whatever.
Escort.
But I'm just saying they said they grown, it's their bodies and it's legalized overseas or whatever. But I'm just saying if we talk morality, you know, like I'm old fashioned. So that's why I would say there's something wrong with paying 3 to 5 G's. And I'm saying ain't no key. But I'm not hitting what they hitting. So. Maybe in their mind it is, you know, they come out of there, man, that was worth $5,000, man. I ain't never had nothing like that, you know.
Right.
And the experience, again, it goes down to the mental thing, like emotional. People are emotionally spending money now. You know, they want to be validated in front of their friends online. They want to be in certain
exactly.
circles, certain ciphers. And
exactly.
as an emotional fix, I spend this money. And I'll tell you this, like back in the day, I used to book comics and poets and neo soul singers or whatever, right? I remember going to them parties, dropping like thousands, right? And would come home broke, and it would be like wouldn't have lunch money. Sometimes my rent situation wasn't right, and it was like a whole thing. But when I was there, I was bawling, and everybody looked at me. Everybody called your name out, blah blah blah, and everybody was leaving in their rides or whatever. I would walk out the back of the hotel, walk down to the lobby and whatnot, and we'd take a bus. Yo,
I'm
talking about fake it till you make it, you know, and, you know, it was all about because you wanted to be just for that moment, you know, and you'd be like, wow. But then the after effects of it, you know, so when I say morally bankrupt, that's what's going on. People are emotionally spending now. You know, and that's dangerous, you know. And that's just one example of people spending it on women. But if they're not spending it on women, they spend it on other things like the toys out there, like the cars, the jewelry, the houses or whatever. But this pandemic woke them up. It said, now how are you going to pay for it? It's going to get taken from you, and you're going to get embarrassed.
It's back. I definitely seen a lot of people go buy some toys and get that shit taken.
Yo, it's real. It's real now. This pandemic said, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Exactly. I, for myself and my family, we were blessed to, you know, go through the whole entire struggle last year. And, like, my girl wasn't able to work damn near the whole year, but we took care of business. We were still able to get shit paid and get shit done. And, you know, we moved it to a better spot. But, you know, last year definitely woke us up like, this is why she stresses all the time to be like, yo, we need to put some money in savings just in case. So, you know, last year was definitely an eye-opener for a lot of shit.
Them sisters be knowing. Gotta listen to them.
Yeah, if it weren't for her, I swear to God, I probably wouldn't be saving money like that. But now I definitely feel like, okay, I could, you know, help contribute or put something away to do X, Y, and Z.
Well, I'm definitely on the. I'm definitely on my guy. Same. I just, for Valentine's Day, I bought him cryptocurrency. Happy Valentine's Day. Christmas, cryptocurrency. Merry Christmas, whatever. I'm always like investing into something. That's a gift for him. Instead of watches and clothes and stuff.
I like that. However, me being me, I like watches and clothes, so I would never definitely expect that. I would appreciate the crypto, but I'm like,
yeah, you're like, what the fuck?
Within 2 days, his money doubled. In the 2 days, his money doubled. He not going to get no doubles on no damn watch or no clothes.
Right,
they're going to lose appreciation.
If you know certain people, you can definitely double some money getting rid of some shit, some watches and shit. You just got to know who you know.
Yeah, you could, but if you need some lights or if you lose your job or something like that, that money's going to still, it's going to work for you. You're going to sleep. You ain't got to do nothing. Push a broom and shit. You're going to wake up, it's going to be doubled or it's going to be tripled or it's going to quadruple,
I mean,
whatever.
Do that word passive income again. That passive income.
You got hustlers out in the world, though. You do got hustlers out in the world who know how to hustle and stay above.
But who
water,
got time
to
be getting
maintain.
Robbed outside all the time? People are getting robbed out here.
That.
They still in their cars.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. I said a hustler. You don't have to do anything illegal to be a hustler. You could
I didn't
be
say
totally
anything
illegal,
but I'm saying he was doing Uber driving, and then they was robbing Uber drivers. They were still in their cars. You know, that can be considered a hustle. Like, you can clock in whenever you want to for Uber or Lyft or whatever the case may be. Or you can be standing on the corner selling socks and they can bust you in the head and take your stuff.
I quit Lyft at the
right
time.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm a
registered firearm
owner and I can carry concealed, so I was never worried about
it. Well, everybody ain't registered.
But for those who wasn't, I always felt a certain way when they was trying to work through the pandemic. Like, ooh, what if you come across. That's why, like, for me, I love Chicago. I love it. I love my South Side. I grew up there. But I never accepted a ride in the South Side of Chicago. I was like, fuck that. I would never. Because you never know what could happen on the South Side.
Right.
No,
you understand trying to hustle outside is dangerous and it's frustrating. Whereas if I put it in investments, I wake up in the morning, I ain't got to go nowhere. I do nothing. I just sit there and watch it just rise and rise and rise. And I enjoy it. I look at that's like my, that's what they say, halftime. That's my halftime of the day. I'm looking at that like, okay.
But the biggest problem about
that. Yeah, like you said, like with passive income, if you're an Uber driver, if you say if it gets slow, if you got money invested in different currencies or whatever, whether you sleep, whether you don't go to work for a whole month, 2 months, money's still being, you know, coming in and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why a lot of people like that investment situation and whatnot. But a lot of black people are scared of it because, you know, it's a risk because you can lose money in investing too. You know what I mean? And a lot of black people say, like, you remember when the housing crisis hit? You know, a lot of my friends lost a lot of money in that and whatnot. Now, just say if you're 50-something years old, whatever, ain't no way in the world you're going to make your life savings money back. Ain't no way in the world.
Right.
Because you ain't working like that no more. You know, and just say if you lost $30,000, $50,000, you know, how long is it going to take you to get that again? And you're going to be too scared to invest in something because of what just happened. You know, and stuff like that. So a lot of people got hurt in that, you know, and people remember that housing crisis thing. So when you start talking investment to them, especially to the older people, they're going to be like, no, I remember what happened before. You know, so they're going to have to see you win and whatnot. Once they see you winning and stuff like that, then they might, you know, do little by little by little in situation. But, you know, fear is like, I mean, fear is real.
Fear is
just
there
to
protect you. It's not there to hinder or stop you. Fear is just there to protect you, and that's it.
Right. Well, there you go.
It's,
you know, so
it's okay.
There's so much we got to unlearn and so much we got to learn.
Exactly, and I've learned a lot too. Like buying land, instead of freaking buying a house, buy some land to build your house. You ain't got to worry about no mortgage.
All right now.
Now, see, like I hear you saying that, right? Like, that's so easier said than done, because most people don't have the money to do that. I mean,
you
I
can look
it,
online right
me,
now and see a lot for $2,500 and bid on it.
Right, but who
right
has $2,500 like that? You know what I'm saying?
Everybody
like,
get their taxes
I
back
see,
once a year. That's $4,500 you claim, whatever kid.
Right, but however, again, people grow up without certain shit, so they go and get those things that they never have. Or they could be behind on so much stuff, they get the money and they pay their bills. You know, so it's easier said than done because you never know somebody's situation. So if you already
I'm
have
not
money,
saying,
yeah, do that. But
I
don't
have already
money,
have money. I came from the west side of Chicago, okay? I know what it feels like to be poor.
No,
I know
I
what
it
feels like to be in
I
a roach infested. I'm just saying over time in my short period of life, the things that I've learned and struggled with, material things are just material things. And that's exactly what they are.
Right, but
you can't do anything
say,
with them. So
go
you can
buy
easily let
you
them
have
go.
To, you have to say, you have to say, work your way up.
And process.
Save some money up.
No,
and
like,
then go do it.
Right.
You know, you can't just say
but
it.
But what I'm saying is,
then people gonna be like,
you
well,
have been
money.
Living, you've been living without your taxes the whole year, right? And then when January come around, February come around, you file your taxes. So it's like money that you don't even have. So you can use that money and continue to work like you've been working, use that money to invest all of that money. Sometimes you just got to take
not
that
everybody
risk
gets taxes
and put
back,
it
though.
In there. You don't even say how to get
also,
taxes back.
So,
but that is one
you know,
way you could.
The risk, right? You know, where just say you get 10 of your friends, you know, maybe 20, whatever it takes, and just pool together and whatnot and just do. I remember churches and whatnot. I got friends that's in churches and whatnot. They would pool together to bring down one of these big time preachers or whatever, you know, because they call them honorariums and they, you know, they would have to give them a bag. And so about it would take sometimes 10 churches to pool together just to give a bag to one person to come down to the, you know what I mean? So I think that helps too today. Like, we got to stop thinking individually and start thinking as a community and whatnot. Like, what of our community friends? What if I get like a group of my peeps and whatnot and tell them, like, you know, instead of you coming up with $2,500, why don't you come up with $400 and you come up with four and you come up with four and then we all get that property. You know, and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and
you know,
and that's a possibility.
I
and people
that.
Need to start. I'm sorry, stop donating to
no.
these churches because when them hurricanes and stuff happen, they
yeah,
didn't want
I,
TD,
yeah.
TD Jakes didn't even want to open up his church to let them people come up in there. Or
yeah,
the
I remember,
they
I remember
don't
that.
Want them people to come in there.
We working on our seats and whatnot. These are lies. The lies we tell.
Right. But everybody wet
yeah.
and cold outside, houses and stuff is destroyed, but they steady giving money to these big old mega churches with gold walls and ceilings and stuff like that. You don't need all that
right.
stuff. Start investing into
right.
your own community and your group
now,
of people and stop going to these churches because they have this book. It's called How to Make a Negro Christian. And not saying that I am, I believe in the universe. I believe in God. I definitely do. And I just don't believe in that white Jesus that they be feeding my community, personally. So
exactly. That will be a different, another topic for another show because we could definitely get into that. I will say, as far as finding groups of friends, sometimes that's hard because you really have to find like-minded friends to invest with
that's
you
true.
On certain things, right?
That's true.
Now,
that's true.
Early in the year, I found a way to finesse some shit, right? And I know drug dealers, I know murderers, I know car crackers, I know all of that, right, who do shit illegally. Now, the one time that I find a way to do something legally, I get these people together like, hey, y'all should come do this thing that I'm doing. And they like, no, I don't want to do that. That sounds risky, da 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 da. Like, so this sounds risky, but you going to sell drugs or go murder this person for X, Y, and Z, that's not risky.
Exactly.
You know, so you really have to find like-minded people to see the same vision that you have to want to make something work, you know. So luckily for me, I do have friends like that, which I call my brothers. So we currently are talking about trying to open up a pool hall or a bar or something, you know what I'm saying? Find somewhere,
right.
You know, I would love to do it on the south side of Chicago, but fuck that. we're going to find her somewhere. But we were definitely talking about doing something like that because we all became friends because of the pool table. So it's only right that we open up a pool hall.
Well, there you go.
Well, I'm down.
I'm all for it. So we, you know, trying to work out some things, get our stack our bread up and all that. But you definitely got to find like-minded people to do the things that you want to do in life. Because some of these people are not on that same page at all. They're still, like you say, Genesis, financially illiterate.
And sometimes you got to leave those people behind and then go back and get them. You know what I mean? Because you can't take it. Because everybody's not going to see what you see.
Yeah,
because, you know,
you're
the gifted one.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know,
definitely
you're going to want to, but
you're going
to feel what they call that, not bias remorse, what they call that successful remorse, whatever they call that. You feel guilty for making it and whatnot. And,
right.
And sometimes you put yourself out there. Like rappers go back to the old neighborhood and get killed because they try to prove that I'm still down or whatever. But we, you know,
exactly.
You have to, you can't take everybody with you. Cause, so even your best friends, you start a business, some of them ain't gonna want to come to work. Some of them gonna steal from you. Some gonna get jealous of you, and whatnot. I can tell y'all about the jealousy and the hate. You know, it could be people start putting in your friends' ears, and it changes your people around. Everybody not gonna be able to come with you, but you know, like you just said, you know, you gotta find the people that's ready to do it with you and just go on. You know, forget about the people who might ain't going to do it. You know, I can come back and get them later. But right now, you know, find you who you can find and just go because you got the vision. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like I see myself making it in this radio, being famous and getting all, you know, making money, whatever. I see that. And I personally would never go back to my old neighborhood because I know I made enemies in my lifetime. So why would I, with my status, go somewhere where I know I could possibly get killed? You know, a lot of rappers, like you said, they do that shit. It's like, for what? You made it.
Right.
Get your ass up out of there. If you want to invest in those communities, you can, but you can do it from a distance.
Exactly.
You don't have to go back. You don't have to prove nothing to nobody.
Exactly.
Because you proved it already by being famous, by making it. You proved that already. But, you know, a lot of people
exactly.
go back and, you know, they end up dead.
Well, I'm excited about the future because I'm just hearing this conversation and this build. I'm excited about where we are now that, you know, that we have access, you know, to this kind of thinking and whatnot. So, you know, that's hope right now for 2021.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's going to be super hope because I'm going to be, I can't wait till it opens up. I'm already geeked.
Right
now.
One last before we get up out of here, one last topic I want to bring up is black-owned businesses and should you support or should you not support it. So I was asked to support a business, right? It was black-owned. I didn't mind. However, the service from
was
the
shitty.
Workers were bad. So, no, I'm not going to support it because it was bad. So why would I want to support something when the service is bad? I can't support it. And then, you know, they're calling me all sorts of Uncle Tom's and bullshit like that because I don't want to support it. I'm not supporting because it's bad service. I can't recommend your company or what you're doing if it's bad service. Now, if it was great service, yeah, I'm all for it. I'm all for promoting anything that's, you know, if you got good service. You know, it's like tipping a waiter. I'm not tipping you if you're giving me bad because of the service. But if you're just excellent at what you're doing what you're supposed to do, I'm going to tip you. But I feel like...
Yo, sometimes it comes down to finances because I would give money to these Chinese overseas when I got to order T-shirts. If I can get it overseas for a cheaper price, sometimes it comes down to that. You'd be like, why are you supporting the man? Why are you supporting
that's
the
true.
Man? Because you charging $500 for them same jeans, I can go over here and get them for $250. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but we
and
black,
I will
we,
say
you can't order in bulk like they do. I'm like, hey.
And I will say black people love to bargain. They will go spend whatever money with the Arab, but with you, as you being black, they want to bargain. They want to get the cheapest price. It's like, what? You just spent $600 on goddamn Don Carrion. I'm selling the same thing he's selling. but you don't want to pay my price. You want it cheaper. Like that's crazy. That's one thing I will
know
say.
Your
black
worth,
people
because
have
we definitely talk you down. They'd, come on,
exactly.
Brother. Come on, sister. Like,
right.
Hey, now you don't
you
go to white people's
right,
establishment and say, come on, brother. You just pay the price and
exactly.
keep it moving. We got to respect us. That's right now. Respect us. Respect your black brother and sister business. And, you know, if they give you good service, fine, you know, stuff like that. But,
exactly.
again, you have to be able to compete. And it goes back to what I keep saying all night tonight. If all y'all just give the money to one person and he can buy in bulk, then you can compete with these other stores. But if you're just buying small things, you shooting yourself in the foot trying to do it yourself. If your vision is only you, like Ava DuVernay says, if your vision is only you, it's not big enough. You know, it has to
exactly.
include the community because that's how you're going to get up out of there.
I definitely agree. Definitely agree to that. I appreciate you calling in, Dean. You make our shows worthwhile.
Yes, he does.
Man, I love
we
y'all.
We need
bills,
to call again
man.
Thursday.
Almost definitely.
Oh,
and
definitely.
I love y'all bills.
Well, thank you. I messaged the other poet as well, just so you know. I didn't get a respond back yet.
Yeah, because I don't know what their schedule is and stuff like that. But, again, I haven't talked to a lot of them people in a few years. But her, I still be talking with every other month or something like that or a couple of times a month and whatnot. Like, what happened with that poet and whatnot, like, they were real famous a few years ago. And then all of a sudden, you know, everybody started getting caught up into this new wave hit. And then they were looking at spoken word artists. We wasn't getting paid like everybody else was getting paid, you know. And then we went overseas for a little bit and made that little situation. But then everybody got on the internet now and whatnot. And so, you know, so right now she's getting thousands and thousands of emails again because the surge is just now coming back again and whatnot. But I'll personally reach out if they don't reach out to you soon and whatnot. And I'll have them do it as a favor to me or something like that, you know. I'll just check with their schedule and whatnot, just come in and whatnot, because, like, again, you know, back in the day I used to interview all them kind of cats, and they always called into my show, and we was like a tribe back then. But then, you know, as time went on, you know, people get famous, people get whatever, you know, you don't talk to them like you used to and whatever. But some of them, like her, she's still real good people and whatnot. So, you know, she hasn't got back to you yet. And whatnot, I would give it a little while and whatnot, and if she doesn't and whatnot, you know, I'll reach out to her.
Okay, well, thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Right.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, I'm loving what y'all doing here.
Man, we appreciate it, man. You know, we is why I tell when artists come on the show, I definitely tell them all the time, don't just think that because this is local here in Illinois and Chicago that. Only Chicago here. Like, this is heard around the world. We have a whole lot of other countries who tune into our show outside.
When I go on Blog Talk, I just click the live button. Every time I come on, I just click the live button. And I'm sure a lot of other people do the same thing. They log on, they just click the live button, and whoever on at that particular time, they just scroll down. And so you definitely going to get people from everywhere, or have been getting people from everywhere.
Yeah, we definitely have been, we've had a lot over the course of the year that I've been on the show. We've had a lot from Africa, England, India, just a lot to come on the show or tune into the show. So to all those who are tuned in, we appreciate all of y'all. Y'all make OG Radio. It would be nothing without y'all.
Yes, yeah, thank you, God. But with that being said, I am Genesis. We have 3YEM_Genesis on Instagram and Genesis Silverman on Facebook. Make sure you guys call in on Thursday for poetry night. We will be expecting some poets, hopefully some hitters call in or, you know, get some slots going if you guys are interested.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and I got your book, too. I got your book offline.
Hey.
I can't hear what you said.
the I Am Genesis book. I went, I ordered your book online and whatnot. So, you know, definitely supporting and whatnot. I believe you a review on it after I finish it and whatnot as well.
Oh, well, thank you so much. See, Dean showing up and showing out.
Right?
Hey. We got to show up for us,
we
right?
We appreciate
it. That's what's up.
Facts.
That's what's up.
Dean, tell everybody where they can find you on your social media.
Well, like again, my media is, this is the second one, so people still don't believe it's me because I had a couple thousand on IG. Now I'm down to about 20 and whatnot because I had a moment and I got rid of everything and walked away from it for a minute. So, you know, I'll probably announce
like
it in a little bit. You know, I'll announce it in a little bit once I get it back to, you know, where I want it to. But, yeah, this is the new page. So I'm building the new page up and whatnot. But they can catch me here. They can catch me here vibing on here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm just saying in a building with y'all, you know. But I'm definitely going to build up that in a minute.
You heard it, y'all. Catch him here with us Tuesdays and Thursdays. I did set out a goal for our listeners. I did say by the summertime, I wanted us to get to about 110,000 listeners. And so far, we are now at 108,779 listeners. So I appreciate all 108,000 plus listeners. We are slowly reaching our goal. It's creeping up daily. I appreciate all the shows. Genesis, I want to thank you because my fans, whatever you want to call it, OG Radio fans, love when we're both on the show, when we're both on it. They love it. So I appreciate you being on the show. They love sometimes when we go at it. They do love that. They love when we agree on stuff. They love the things that we talk about. So I do appreciate you, you know, starting the whole poetry and then transitioning to being on with me on Tuesday. So I appreciate that. Y'all can catch my Instagram. I got two IGs, HellRail1290 and RadioRail21. Follow me on either or. I follow back. You can follow my
Facebook.
Yeah, because
he's in Facebook
right
jail.
Now. I'm in Facebook jail.
Again.
You can follow me. It's crazy because I didn't say nothing out of pocket, but they banned me. But what I did learn is that you have to block these little automated bots that will end up following your page, and they monitor your shit, and every 3 months, they'll monitor it and they'll block you for any and everything. So I usually do it 3 times out of the week. Sometimes I forget. And I've been looking at my pattern, and it's been every 3 months I get banned. So hopefully when I come back, I do not get banned 3 months after that. So, but you can still follow me, add me at Terrell Radio Rail Redmond. I interact with all the fans and all the other good stuff. I also have 2 more announcements. One of them is I am in talks with Pyramid Radio where I might have my own show pretty soon. That's still a new one.
Right now.
And also today, by me being me, you know, I ended up getting Shaquille O'Neal's personal phone number, so I got his number and I can text them whatever the hell I want to. So that's going to be fun. I pretty much really just want to ask him about radio because he also does podcasting. So I want to just definitely ask a bunch of questions on that and know how to succeed in that. So outside of that, y'all, it's been a great show. I appreciate Genesis. I appreciate you being. It's been a great show. Tune in Thursday from 9 to 10:30. Me and Genesis and Dean. Tune in Friday for Freestyle Friday. We welcome any and all artists to come on the show. We've had artists in the past. Big shout out to 100. He's been supporting the hell out of this show since he's been in interview. He's been tagging me every day. I've been in talks with other radio stations and just a whole lot of stuff. I've been in involved with. So OG Radio is slowly but surely getting their name out there. So I appreciate everybody. And that is it from me. Radio Rail out. Genesis out. Dean out. Good night. Love y'all.
Night.
Peace.
Good night.